You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today, covering everything from typography to architecture. The show dedicates a few minutes each week to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's contributing editor Andrew Muller takes a closer look at the fraught process of trying to design a political logo.
Momentum, the left-wing movement which serves as the fan club of British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, has always had a name like a band of Oasis sound-alike Britpop ambulance chasers who got dropped by Creation Records after three singles in 1996. It now has a logo to match. Momentum's name in lowercase, white on red, obviously, surrounded by a curved parallelogram with a couple of dents in it. One does not need to sympathise with Momentum to sympathise with Momentum. Branding a political party or movement is difficult. It's especially difficult if it's a new one, because all the good names have been long since taken, and even tougher if it's one maintaining some pretense to fostering mainstream appeal, which means that your options on the logo and emblem front are limited. What may appear thrillingly badass to your base is likely to cause the floating voter to greet your canvases at pitchfork point. It is noteworthy on this front that the global iterations of the Pirate Party disdain the skull and crossbones in favour of a stylized black sail in the approximate shape of the letter P. Political logos can have immense potence. The single most taboo symbol in the Western world, the swastika, owes its infamy to its appropriation as such. There is, regrettably, little doubt that what might be delicately described as non-establishment political parties have an unfair advantage when it comes to creating a great logo. They do not have to be worried about outraging mainstream sensibilities. Indeed, outraging mainstream sensibilities is often the point. One thinks, possibly with a shudder, of the clarity and menace of the emblem of Lebanese Shia militia Hezbollah, a Kalashnikov clutching fist emerging from the lettering of their Arabic name, Party of God. Or, perhaps more benignly, of the world's enduring communist parties, eternally able to deploy the instantly evocative hammer and sickle. Even the most successful revolutionary organisations of recent years, the movements behind the colour revolutions, which wobbled and toppled ossified regimes in Eastern Europe, the Middle East and Central Asia in the early 2000s, were mostly careful to advance behind bouquets. The Georgia rose, the Lebanon cedar, the Kyrgyzstan tulip. Even the clenched fist of Serbia's Otpor movement had a cheerful, cartoonish demeanour to it. In general, established parties should resist the temptation to fiddle untowardly with what they have. Back in 2006, Britain's Conservative Party, seeking to establish itself as a modern and friendly sort of outfit, under the then newish leader David Cameron, replaced their stoutly red, white and blue torch with an abstraction of a green oak. It was said, unkindly but not inaccurately, to look like a bunch of broccoli, or like Cameron had given one of his children a crayon and 5 minutes to come up with something. For newer parties and movements, the challenge is coming up with something distinctive, yet seductive, and unlikely to be subject to mockery and manipulation by the social media peanut gallery. No easy brief, which is possibly why so many don't seem to be trying that hard. In Spain, Podemos have gone with the word Podemos in purple. In Italy, Five Star have plumped for, can you guess, five stars. In this context, one has to admire the shamelessness of Pakistan's Tehrik-e-Insaf, whose iconography in homage to party leader Imran Khan includes a cricket bat. One might, if nitpicking, argue that Imran's primary talent was as a bowler, but 3,807 test runs at 37.69 certainly commands some respect as an all-rounder. But there is simply no accounting on this and other fronts for right-wing German populists' alternative for Deutschland, who have come up with a weirdly priapic mutation of the Nike swoosh, alluding presumably to the speed with which and the direction in which they would prefer foreigners to travel.
Our very special thanks to Andrew Muller there for that report on the art of political branding. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour edition of Section D on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or you can download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.